This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Okay, welcome to the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore. Today, we have my good friend, Pia Gladys Perret, back with us. Pia, we actually had a quick chat with her in episode 7. If you haven't heard episode 7, please do go back and listen to Pia's origin. And it's a great story. And I'm really in awe of this girl. So Pia, today we are discussing PR, okay? So Pia is in the fashion industry. She has her own label, which is coincidentally called Pia Gladys Perret. And a key aspect of the fashion industry, obviously, is the PR. And we explore her thoughts on PR, but also how it works on an international level and also how it's changing. So enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, if you want the transcripts, if you want any more information, then please go to our show notes. And that is at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode18 for this episode. Enjoy. Welcome back, Pia. And
hello.
Today, I just want to talk a little bit about, just really quickly, about your experience with PR. And you, I see you as a bit of a master of PR and the world of PR, and I'd love a bit of an insight into that. And you briefly touched on that before, that one of your big breaks was when Angelina Jolie wore your dress on a red carpet. And I realize I know very little about PR and how it works, and but it's an amazing tool if used properly, and also a very sort of international tool, because if someone sees it on an American in Europe on a red carpet and you have a company in the Philippines producing that, it it almost removes all borders.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
And so, and now, I mean, I follow you on Facebook. Everyone should follow you. What is your handle on Facebook?
It's Pia Gladys Perret. My IG is Pia Gladys Perret. Perret is P-E-R-E-Y. People never know how to pronounce it or spell it.
So. People should follow, because there are just like some stunning shots in there, and so many people on the red carpet.
Quite a handful.
Yeah, luckily. And can you give us some sort of insight into the effects that has then, if you have an Angelina Jolie wearing your dress, is it life-changing? Can it make or break a business?
It is life-changing, especially at the time that it happened, because it was like, you know, when the Wall Street crashed and everything. That's when I had Angelina Jolie wearing my dress. It was like my saving glory. Because, I mean, how is a small company going to survive something as catastrophic as that, right? So, yeah, it but I think she put it out there. But even if somebody as great as Angelina Jolie wears something or endorses something, if the product's not great, or if there's no story to it, or if you simply don't believe and just do the business just for the sake of doing the business, then it's not going to work. So I think with me, PR will come when you have a strong product. So I always say that, have that first, a strong story, a strong experience to offer, a strong product, and then people will follow. People will pick up your product, your service, or whatsoever, because it's chain reaction. And the great thing about PR, which people actually sometimes underestimate, is that, yes, PR is very expensive, but it is after the product. It is the next most important thing, more than your business skills, because you can hire someone to manage your business side or the business or your business side, but to have someone tell your story and reach out to people that will be, you know, will play a great role in the success of the brand. It's just very, very important, because if you have a great product and nobody puts it out there, then, you know, it will be, and you won't make as much money.
Is it evolving, the world of PR? Because probably when you started, it was the more traditional paparazzi, but now there's all the Instagram influencers. There's all these, it's kind of splintered a lot more, yeah?
Yes, I am a bit 50-50 on social media, in the sense that, because I am a bit old school, and I have so much respect for the, sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but for the lack of a better word, that traditional old school, you know, media and or proper or whatever. But and a lot of people now just come up with a page and IG and just decide that they're going to be a blogger or an influencer. And don't get me wrong, some people are really very good at it, and I have benefited from them. But yeah, there are some people who are just like, you know, it's, don't do something because it's a trend or because it's cool.
Yes.
Those influencers, the successful ones, are really good at what they do. And then the others do it because it's cool.
And there's just people that are gaming the influencer game to have a business out of that game.
Yes. The business and the freebies, the perks that goes with it. And I've seen some people are like that, especially in fashion. And it's just like a bit, sometimes a bit shocking or a bit disappointing, but yeah.
Is that bigger in Manila than other places? Like my experience in Manila is there's a lot of this PR thing and influencers and people having freebies and needing to keep all those people happy. And
Manila is a bit strange because in a good and sometimes bad way, because in Manila it's a very small community, so everybody, so you have to know the right people. But I think what you were saying is that we're getting a lot of freebies and all that. It's not just here, it's everywhere.
Right.
It's so big in the US, bigger than here, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so people just deliver, or sometimes you don't even ask for it. The celebrities just get it. And then I think they become so spoiled. And this is why I love Angelina Jolie so much. She buys dresses.
Right.
Yeah, see, right. And some
to support the designers, yeah.
Yeah. So and some celebrities get so spoiled or the influencers. So yeah. Mm. And some, which makes me sometimes question what are they doing? Why are they doing it? Are they really good at it? Or
And do they influence?
Do they? That's the thing. And then you see they have 3,000 followers,
There's
this girl who bought the Chanel and then puts on this, you know, Louboutin, and suddenly she's an influencer.
And they buy their likes as well, they can buy their audience.
So that's why they're saying now that likes doesn't really mean that you have a huge following, because you can buy it.
Mm.
It's better to have a, you know, real interaction.
Interesting. Thank you, Pia.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that podcast with Pia. Another good conversation and good insights from Pia, who really does have an incredible international foundation of knowledge now, spanning primarily Australia, the Philippines, and the US, but also other parts of the globe where she's selling her pieces. And it's interesting to discuss the ever-changing trends of PR and influencers and how social media interacts with that. If you want any of the show notes, go to our website. If you want any information on Pia, go to our website, and you will find the full show notes, the full transcript at outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode18 for this episode.